Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So G7 leaders have been sparring on Twitter, but social media has also been swamped today by other breaking stories. Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, takes a look at, with us most Fridays. She's here now. And Femi, the death of Anthony Bourdain, of what French authorities say was suicide. You know, and he just seemed to chew on life as well as food. And on Instagram, you've got chefs like David Chang posting black boxes. What are you seeing?
Basically, this is his memorial on social media, his achievements, his impact, what he meant to people. Any social platform you intend to be on today, you are going to see a lot of Anthony Bourdain. Let me give you an idea of the numbers who are looking out for him. The global hashtag this morning, the biggest global hashtag, was his name. Google Trends, which is where people go to look to see how many people are looking up topics online on Google. 5 million plus people were looking up stories about Anthony Bourdain, the most looked up topic so far this morning. And on Instagram, over 130,000 posts, all with Anthony Bourdain pictures from when he was a very young man to quite recently.
Yeah, well, we're going to be hearing much more about that here and during the day. But we want to ask you, last week we talked with you about Philadelphia 76ers president of basketball operations, Brian Colangelo, accused of using fake Twitter accounts to criticize his own team. He's resigned. But it turns out after an investigation, those accounts weren't set up by him, but his wife? What else have we learned?
Well, this was an investigation set up by the NBA. They said, we are going to look into these accusations, and they did. And what they found was, or what the investigators found, was that these Twitter accounts, not fake Twitter accounts, really burner accounts, ones under anonymous names, so you didn't really know who was really running the accounts, linked back to Barbara Pittini. So that's Brian Colangelo's wife. Mm. They used forensic analysis. What did that mean? Well, basically, they took her phone. They looked at her phone and they corroborated that that was her phone that had set up the accounts. And they asked her. And under interview conditions, she said, yes, it was me.
Really?
Now, what the investigators weren't able to find was a direct link back to Brian Colangelo other than his wife. He said, I did not know about this. The investigator said, I cannot say that, yes, he did. But what we do know is that we highly suspect that the information that, that Barbara Pittini was using actually came from her husband.
Ay-ay-ay. Well, you know, he says that, there was evidence that he used information from outside the 76ers organization. He says, I had no knowledge or any activity. At no point did I purposely or directly share any information. But note to self, do not be setting up fake accounts. They will find you. Okay, something to, you know, really lift our hearts. The Washington Capitals Stanley Cup 4-3 win last night over the Las Vegas Golden Knights. So sorry, Las Vegas. It got pretty emotional. There was that tearful tribute that player T.J. Oshie made to his father, who has Alzheimer's. Let's listen.
He doesn't remember a lot of stuff these days. He remembers enough, but I tell you what, he's here tonight. I don't know where he's at, but this one will stick with him forever. You can guarantee that.
And then he found his father on the ice and gave
hugged.
Him a huge hug. Oh, yeah, this flew out.
Oh, yes. Goodness me. Even if you weren't an all-caps fan, you cannot be hardened to this moment. Giovanna tweeted out, do you even have a soul if that interview didn't make you cry? Congrats, TJ. I'm sure your dad is very, very proud of you for many reasons tonight. A lot of grown men were leaking a little liquid from their eyes, perhaps, maybe. Tweets Bradley, I'm not crying, I promise. Mm-hmm. And Chris tweets, oh, man, this cheek. Just chokes me up.
Okay, so there's that. Go see it. It'll give you a heart.
It's a beautiful moment.
Yeah. But we just have to touch on, we got a minute. Miss America scrapping its swimsuit competition. Mm. Some former contestants praising it, saying it just objectified them. Others saying it made them, you know, want to embrace fitness. What are you seeing?
Well, how they did this announcement, Miss America organization, they had a tweet, it was a little gif, and it had a white bikini, and then that white bikini blew up, and the message was, we're changing out of our swimsuits and into a whole new era. Hashtag bye-bye bikini. Some people online were using bye-bye bikini to say, well, bye-bye ratings for Miss America, and others were saying, it is about time that we judge women not on their looks, but on the content of their heads.
Yeah. Okay, go look for Bye Bye Bikini. Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, who helps us look at how news filters through social media every week. Femi, thank you as always.
You're welcome.